Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. I remember in your home, a single-family home, a detached, or a townhome, apartment or condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
A single-family home.
Okay, and do you own or rent your home, ma'am?
Own it.
Okay. All right, now, can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
Well, it's 20 years old.
Okay, but do not know exactly the year, right?
No, let's say.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. I will move to the next. All right, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, let's say 74.
70 years? 74.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am, and have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4, or a 5 hurricane?
All of them.
Okay, you experienced all the hurricanes, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And ma'am, can you please tell me the name and or the year, you know, of the hurricanes, if you can?
Oh, Lord, no.
You can start with Hurricane 1, you know, you just a close estimate to what year, you can tell me, you know, and we'll go with that one.
I don't keep up, but the names, like Ivan and Jeepers. The last one that hit Louisiana was really bad.
You say Ivan, right, would be one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was one of the last ones, right? Or
yes.
Ivan was like in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Ivan. Ivan, okay. 2001. And the other one, Category 2, do you remember in what year?
Nope, I can't remember anything. Too old for that.
Okay, do you remember what year? Or approximately what year was it?
Good Lord. We had so many here. This is Florida.
What about you, have any in like in 1980?
Good gracious.
Because we had Dennis, Elma, Elena, Kate, Andrew, and that's in 1992.
Yeah, Andrew was a good one, yeah.
Okay, and Andrew?
Gosh.
Okay, Andrew, that was pretty much like in 1992. Okay, and do you remember any in the 1980s?
No. That's too far back for me to remember.
Too far back? Okay. What about in 2004? Like Francis, 2004, Charlie? Do you remember any of those? Jean, Dennis, Katrina, Wilma?
Katrina.
Katrina was in 2005.
Okay.
And then we had Wilma, that's the same year, 2005. You remember that one?
I remember that one.
Okay, Wilma, that was in 2005 also.
Yeah,
and
we got a hurry.
One more.
Ready to go.
And then the other one, do you remember 2016, Matthew or Hermine?
We had Matthew.
Okay. Matthew, that's in 2016, okay?
Okay.
2016. Okay. All right, ma'am. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
We had the roof damaged.
Okay, so what's okay? So, do you remember what was the estimated damage in dollars?
We had just sold a house that a tree went through the roof and the thing had to be totally redone. I don't know what they paid. Us, we had to re-roof, and that was like $14,000.
Okay, so it was $14,000, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, $14,000. All right, ma'am, and can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage, you know, to your home? Was it the debris in the, you know, in wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling in your home, or something else?
No, it was just the roof and the garage windows.
Also wind, wind, breaking windows,
yeah.
Right?
Windows in the garage.
Okay.
And roof.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage, you know, from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Well, this house we made out of 4x4s instead of 2x4s to make sure it was that sturdy. It's always frightening, but, you know, you just pray
okay,
a lot. And
would that be somewhat vulnerable or just extremely
somewhat,
vulnerable, you
yeah.
feel? Somewhat, okay?
Somewhat.
All right, ma'am. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters or board up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, or drive to home or relative, you know, friends in the area? Or would not make any preparations, ma'am? Your home is already prepared.
Well, I think we're already prepared, but if it was going to be a Category 5, I would leave in my fifth wheel.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home, you know, from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I think I'm very certain, yeah.
Okay. And please select your top three sources of information, like would you say internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp?
Mm-hmm. No, I think the TV and the radio.
TV and the radio? Okay. What about friends and family?
What you mean? Listening
top three information, you know, that you needed, you know, in case of a hurricane.
No, I would listen to the TV and the radio, yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Nothing else, right?
No.
All right. Okay, nothing else. All right, ma'am, and on a scale from 1 through 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I think a 5.
A 5, okay.
We keep water, we keep canned foods, we keep our generator up.
Okay, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of insurance, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, transportation costs, or loss of income or employment? Or none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
Well, you do what you have to do. Everything's out of sight, costs too much. Absolutely.
Okay, but this stuff hasn't been any factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane, right?
Yes, it has. You don't buy the things you used to buy. Yes.
Okay, so maybe cost of insurance, cost of food and essentials?
Insurance has doubled.
Insurance.
Yep.
What about property taxes or cost of child care?
Our property tax has gone up.
Okay. Cost of food and other cost of food and other essentials. Cost of housing.
Everything has gone up. We live on a fixed income. That's all you can do to pay for it.
Okay, ma'am, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, we're on a hill.
So neither, right? Not flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane is or a stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
No, I would. If they said it's time to evacuate, of course I would.
And
yes.
Which one? If emergency management officials order to evacuate, or within 48 hours, 36, or 24?
24.
24 hours, okay. I remember if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not live under any circumstances?
No, I would take my fifth wheel and leave the area, yeah.
Okay, so within the state or to another state?
To another state.
To another state, okay. All right, ma'am, and how many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Okay, and two. Okay, ma'am, and what dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
What now?
What is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy?
For the home insurance, it's $1,000. Yeah, $1,000 deductible.
$1,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. $1,000. All right, ma'am. How confident are you that you could come up with $1,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say I am certain that I could come up with $1,000? I could probably come up with $1,000. I could probably not come up with $1,000. Or I am certain I could not come up with $1,000.
It would take a little bit, yeah. Take a while.
You could probably come up with $1,000, or you're certain?
I'm concerned about it, yeah. Concerned.
So, but you could probably come up with $1,000, right?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. We'll go with that. Okay, and how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Would you say decreased significantly, like zero to, you know, from over 10%, decreased somewhat 1% to 10%, remained the same or increased somewhat like 1 to 10% or increased significantly over 10%?
Over 10%.
What about in 1 to 3 years? Has insurance rate change decreased or increased?
Increased.
Over 10%, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, what about 3 to 5 years? You think your rate change a lot, you know, more over 10%?
Well, I can say when...
Or decrease. Or remain the same in, you know, within the 3 to 5 years?
3 to 5 years. Well, it didn't increase.
So it stayed the same?
Well, I don't know how to put it. When we had the other president, it was, you could afford it.
So maybe increase somewhat, 1 to 10%?
Maybe.
Okay, and the last one says 5 to 10 years. You think insurance rate change in the last 5 to 10 years? Maybe increase or decrease? Or remain the same?
Well, remain the same.
Remain the same. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage? Or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
No, I changed coverage. I changed to a different agency.
Okay, so insurance provider and amount deductible, right? Increase amount of
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am, if you could, insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%. I want 100% to insure, for the full replacement value. I want 80 to less than 100, 60 to less one to less than 80% or less than 60%.
I wouldn't change that. No.
So you want to be insured for the full replacement value?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And which of the following could you consider taking if insurance costs, in home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
No, I'd stay here.
Okay, so you would not move. I remember in recent years, there had been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off, a yes or no, or you already dropped my insurance or not applicable?
No, I wouldn't drop my insurance.
Okay. So no, right? All right, ma'am, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help reimburse your costs? Would that be federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I don't think they should be involved. Nope.
Would that be the federal government or state or local?
In your opinion? The individual should be responsible for their own homes.
Okay, so would that be federal government, state, or local?
Local,
your local government. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am, and on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 through 5?
1.
Okay, the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. How confident do you have? What amount of confidence from 1 to 5?
1.
Okay, the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
No, it would be 1. It's growing up.
Okay. What about the new developments take into account flood risk?
No, one.
Okay, and the last one says that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
No, one.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And next, I would like to ask you, we're almost done with this survey. We only have a few more questions. I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Okay, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think that your property or finances will be affected? Okay, the first one says, yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. The second one says, yes, I believe it's happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. The other one say, no, I don't believe it's happening. And the last one say, I don't know if it's happening.
Okay, tell me what kind of rights these are.
This is about sea level rise, ma'am. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Sea level rise,
yes, ma'am. And do you think your property or finances will be affected? The first one said that you believe it's happening and will be affected. The second one says yes, I believe it's happening.
What is that?
Sea level rise, you know, where, you know, the sea level is above, you know, like 33 feet of water. But if you don't know it's happening, no problem. I can put out, you don't know it's happening, okay? Or you don't believe it's happening.
Okay.
Since you don't know, right? Okay, ma'am, most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, you know, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially, you know, vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Not at all concerned, all right? And when you purchased your home, okay, which characteristics were the most important? Would that be, you can select up to three, neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flooding zone, proximity to another family, proximity to job.
Crime
was one. What else? What about neighborhood?
Yeah, I would say neighborhood because we're on a dead-end road.
Okay. What about schools or price? Walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family or proximity to another job, to the job?
I'd say proximate to another family.
To another family, okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would that be less than a year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Okay, and okay. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Okay, I really appreciate your time. Could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right, and what is your gender?
Female.
Okay, and including yourself, how many people live in the household?
Two.
Okay. Are any under 12 years old?
No.
Okay. What about over 65?
Two.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what is your marital status? A single, never been married, married, live with a partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Married. Okay. And what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of the household?
I have an AS. He has a BS.
Okay, so be a college graduate or graduate degree?
College graduate.
Okay, and are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right, ma'am, and what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
I'm white, but I have American Indian also in me.
Okay, so be white, Caucasian.
Yes.
Asian and Native American, right?
Yes.
Native American. Okay. Okay, and what language is most spoken in your home? Would it be English or Spanish or other?
English.
Mm-hmm. Okay, English. All right, ma'am, and last question. Please tell me in which income range does your household, under 20,000 a year, 20 to less than 30,000, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
About 75.
75 to
100. Yes.
75 to 100, right?
Just 75.
Or 50 to less than 75. That's what I have.
Yes, that'd be fine.
Oh, okay.
Medicare.
All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time and responses. You have a great evening, okay? Appreciate your help.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You have a blessed day. Bye.